All right, everybody. Hey, it's Friday. We've made it. Another Friday, right? And today I want to do something just a little bit different to start. I want to send out some love and some shout outs to some companies that don't get enough on the show, but they're really important partners to us. And I feel like I need to make mention of them today. Start off with Wicked Graphics. This is Alex's cousin, Nancy, who is in Northern California, who designed our website, kaplanandcrew.com. What's happened is since Nancy did our website for us, there's been lots of great friends that have said, hey, I need websites done too. And she's got a lot of business that's come her way through you guys. So thank you for that. Wicked Graphics is the name of the company. Wickedgraphics.com is the website. And yeah, affordable services for small businesses. So if you've got a website need, and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. And I don't know how to do any of this stuff. And I don't have time to learn it. You call cousin Nancy and she'll take care of it for you. She's at wickedgraphics.com. Hey, SMS Global. Today on the show, we're going to actually Zoom with great friends. And the way we communicate that before we record is that we send out text messages. And those text messages say, hey, yo, you want to be on the show today? Here's the time to Zoom. And we send a Zoom link. So it's all through SMS Global. If you've got any business, especially now as the world is coming back and you need to communicate with your audience, this is how you do it. Text messages, because the text message is opened like 90 some odd percent of the time. Whereas emails, and believe me, I can show you the stats for the emails that I've been sending out. They don't get open nearly as much, which is why, honestly, I stopped sending out emails. I got a list of 17,000 people. I don't even use it anymore. I mean, it's probably valuable and I don't even use it. All right. So SMS Global, smsglobal.com. Hey, and then lastly, I just want to thank all the great friends, because without you guys, we wouldn't have national ad agencies coming to us about companies like ExpressVPN. Yeah, I thought when I met with ExpressVPN, I wrote a bunch of notes. And the thing that I wrote down before I even installed ExpressVPN on my own computers and phones, this is a product you don't know you need until it's too late. ExpressVPN.com/great friends. You get 3 months for free. So you sign a 12-month contract, you get 15 months for 12 months. And really all this is about, very, very simply, is do you want to protect your privacy? Doesn't mean you're doing something bad or looking at something online that's illegal, nothing like that. It's just, do you want your privacy protected? Don't have your internet service provider know everything you do. You use ExpressVPN. It runs in the background. You don't even know it's on. It barely costs any money. And you get 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/great friends. And another one is Gabby Insurance. I think I told this story the other day. My mother called me. She goes, I hear you talking about an insurance company on the air. And I said, yeah, Ma. She was something like Gabby.com or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, Ma, Gabby.com/great friends. And she goes, so this is exactly what my mother says to me. She goes, did you really save money or are you bullshitting? This is what my mother says to me. I said, Ma, listen, it's real simple. Apples to apples. You take your auto insurance and plug in your details on Gabby.com/great friends. Then they come back to you with a whole bunch of reputable insurance agencies. And they tell you that you can get the exact same insurance for this much less. And then that's how you start saving. On average, people save like $900 a year. I said, I saved $650 a month because I got four cars with, you know, me and three kids driving. So Gabby.com/great friends, it doesn't cost anything. They don't take your data. They don't spam you and everything else. So just Gabby.com/great friends. And I mentioned these sponsors because these two guys over here, national sponsors that are coming from big ad agencies. And these two are guys that are just helping us here locally that we're trying to, you know, do a little work with. So thanks to everybody. We made it through another week and we got a great Friday ahead of us. Stick around. Hey, great friends. It is a Friday. And you know, with a Friday comes a big smile on my face. Like, we've done it again. We've made it again. And I feel like yesterday, the big story about not needing masks going forward if you're double vaccinated, if you're fully vaxxed, I think that's Alex, you actually said it yesterday. You said it very well. It's like, it finally feels like the end, you know? And I was watching a bunch of press conferences with the officials from the CDC, and they're like, yeah, look, you should still be smart and you should still be vigilant. But yeah, the percentage of people that are vaccinated, the ability to go out, not wear a mask, not need a mask, it certainly feels like, when I say we've made it to Friday, there was a time where making it to Friday was in doubt. You know, and now it's kind of like, all right, it's Friday. Feels good. Feels really good. All right, we are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios along with Grande and the Brown Man. It's Kaplan and crew on 1090 Radio, on YouTube, on television tonight on Channel 4 San Diego and Santa Barbara. So pretty much anywhere you are, we are. Any audio podcast platform, we're there. And really the easiest thing to do is come to our website, kaplanandcrew.com. You'll get our YouTubes, our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Sided. You'll get everything we do. Plus Browner's Brown Bag blog, which was very controversial this week about Tim Tebow. So now keep in mind, I just want to start off by saying this today. Remember what Browner said earlier in the week? He was planning on leaving the podcast shed to broadcast live from parts unknown. He put up a Sided poll. You told him where you wanted him to be. And we're going to find out if Browner can pull this off in a matter of moments. But first, on a Friday, say hola to hermano numero uno grande Alejandro Padilla. He is repping the 805, Oxnard, California's favorite son, Ventura County in La Casa. And he's pulling into the final weekend of the NBA regular season, and he's rocking the Laker hoodie. Grande, hola.
Hey, what's up? Last night, we'll talk about this more in detail, but I got to tell you, when games matter, that's when sports fans, when being a sports fan is awesome. I sat at home and I watched the Blazers and Suns, rooting for the Suns, just to have a little, like, you know, hope. And I think a crazy weekend, if the Suns were able to beat the Blazers, keeps the Lakers alive, keeps the Mavs in it. Like, so it was just fun watching that. And the Suns, they're going to tank in the playoffs. I agree with Browner. there's something about them that I'm just like, yo, I don't know how you guys are the 2 seed, but they did beat the Blazers last night. So Lakers still alive. A shout out, but not in a positive way, to the loyal. 0-3 to start the season is rough, man. Like, they lost last night 3-1. I didn't watch the full game. I tuned in, but I love soccer so much, and I was very happy to see the loyal fans out there at a bar watching it live and chanting and screaming and all that. And I just want this team to do so well because I love soccer / football so much that I think this community shows it by the TV ratings every single time there's any event. San Diego loves soccer as well, and I just want them to be good. So I'm shouting them out, and I'm hopeful that they can turn this around and have themselves a good season, because 0-3 to start sucks. But I love the passion that those fans show. And I wish I was more into it, like I am for like Manchester United or like Mexico. But I do watch, I do follow, and just wanted to shout them out, even though they lost last night.
Yep. Shout out to Landon Donovan. Shout out to the loyal. And shout out to everybody in town who's got a little piece of that pie, because the goal, of course, for these investors is bring an MLS team to San Diego, put it in the new Aztec football stadium, which, by the way, as we looked at all the videos of Qualcomm Stadium's destruction, we should start sending Browner with his drone down there so we can keep tabs on the construction. We saw the takedown of Qualcomm. Let's see the out of the ground sprouting of the new Aztec stadium, which maybe will eventually have an MLS team. So shout out to all those guys, Alex. But you know how it goes, man. This is San Diego. Before you get good, like the Padres are, you know, you got to go through some downtimes.
You got to suffer for 50 years?
You got to suffer a little bit like everybody else. You can't just walk in and be an instant winner. This is San Diego, pal.
I feel you. I just, you know, instant success is a nice thing to have. You know, like the LAFC were born out of nothing, and then they were pretty good right away. So I would like that. For this loyal, I don't want to suck for 54 years before we're good.
I understand. I do. All right. Let's take a look at what's going on here next. Let's see if this is actually going to work out. I mean, based on where I sit today, I can just tell you this. The video of what this young man is trying to pull off looks crystal clear to me, Alex. How does it look to you where Browner is?
So far, he looks better than me and you right now.
Right. So I'm looking at the video. Browner's using a Wi-Fi card in some place that I don't know. I don't even know where he's at. And I can tell you the audio is probably fine, but I can tell you that on video, I look like an idiot. I look like a pixelated moron.
You're frozen right now.
Oh,
yeah. And every time you freeze, you make me freeze. I don't know why that happens, but it's specifically to you. Mm-hmm. When your internet messes up, my internet messes up, and it makes no sense to me.
I know. Makes no sense to me either. And yet, am I going to try and do this right now all pixelated like I am?
Yeah, because it's going to show how awesome Browner looks right now.
Right, right. So the audio side is fine. If you're on radio, you're like, what the hell are you guys talking about? And if you're on video right now, if you're on YouTube, you're like, oh, you're starting to come out of it now.
Yeah. It's like a wave, you know, Wi-Fi. Are you on Wi-Fi or are you hardwired?
I am on Wi-Fi.
You need to be hardwired. That's
I would like to be.
That's first of all.
I would like to be. This is on my new computer too.
Well, honestly, before we get to Browner, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So first of all, you need to be hardwired immediately.
Yeah. And I even bought one of these
by
devices.
Monday. Yeah.
Well, no, I even bought one of these devices that you plug in because it's a new computer, so it doesn't have a USB cable. So you plug it in, and then it's got a. You can put in USBs, and it's got a thing for an Ethernet. I'll do it right now.
Yeah,
I'll do it right now. All right, this is what makes this so exciting. Okay, here.
Look at this buildup. Look at this buildup. We're just BSing, and then Browner's sitting there like, show me.
Yeah, this is exciting. Here goes. This man is 6'7" tall, twisted steel, sex appeal, big sacks, Big Macs, a hot take machine, and known internationally to the ladies as the Brown Saw. 99.9% of the time, he brings the street cred from the 7 Mile Casino podcast shed. But today, Browner, adventurous as he is, wants to make the point that you can live again in America. You don't have to be confined to the home or to the shed, as it were. You can be out and about, and you can do your job from anywhere on planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, representing the South Side of Chicago, Big Brown, JB, John Browner in the not house, but somewhere? We out here?
Bruh, listen, let me tell you, this is going to be an adventure. I'm next to a fire station. A dump truck just went by that made so much noise, it literally would have collapsed the entire show. But before you guys were getting to me, so it was on mute. This is, I'm at Lestat's in Normal Heights. I put it out on Twitter and I added you guys on there. So this will be interesting, because if I can do this, and by the way, I'm near where I live, so if this breaks down, I could just go home and continue the rest of the show. So this is interesting. There are people here. There are people eating. There are people working, wearing headphones. Like, I'm out in the back. There's an inside. Like, this is a good place to come and use. It's like an internet cafe with food. I got a smoothie. So
a smoothie.
I got me a smoothie.
Since we do this on air, Browner, why don't you pick your camera up a little bit? Because you're chopping your head off.
Okay.
Yeah. There and by the go. Way, you know, for somebody who criticized Anthony Davis's jacket the other night in the Lakers unveiling of their banner, their championship banner, you know, you got on a very AD looking jacket today, I think.
Bro, you smoking? What you talking about? You know. Look, man, let's go all the way. Let's go all the way.
I don't know. Stand up.
Way.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go all the way.
Yes, it does. Hold on. Watch it.
No, dude. That jacket's a size too small intentionally. Look.
That is exactly like that. Anthony Davis.
It go all the way down.
No, it don't.
And it go down. AD jacket was like this, bro.
No, bro.
Watch, all right, hold on. It up, and we're going to do a side-by-side.
All right. Hey, Browner. Browner, let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
So you're there at this place called Lestat's in Normal Heights, is what you're saying.
Yes.
You know anybody at Lestat's?
No, zero.
So did you say to them, hey, look, if you don't mind, I'm just going to sit down with my computer over here, my Wi-Fi card, and I'm going to broadcast a radio show /podcast/TV show?
Bruh, no, because I don't want them asking me a bunch of questions and telling me I can't. So I just sat down. I told them I'm going to be here for a while. I bought this smoothie, and I'm doing the thing. If somebody come ask me some questions, then I'll use
another smoothie.
Yeah, I'll use my vocal talents. But people sitting here all day, it's open 24 hours a day. They want customers here. Okay. So people come.
That's open 24 hours a day.
Come 24 hours a day, bro.
Damn.
Now you know where he got his nickname for LeBron, where he calls LeBron Lestat. Now we understand where he got that name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew that. I knew that one. Yeah, I knew that one.
I didn't know.
This is a very popular cafe in Normal Heights.
Yeah. And it's another one off of Park Boulevard as well.
University Heights.
Yeah, University Heights.
Now, is that the part of town that's Normal Heights, or that's at Normal Heights where you are right now?
Really? That's what you're doing with that information?
I mean.
All right, Browner. Stand up.
In the house. All right, Browner. Let's take a look at you.
Look at his jacket go. Look at Browner's jacket go.
Yeah, but look at his sleeves and look at your sleeves. I mean,
my sleeves go.
I don't know. That jacket looks exactly the same.
Look at this. What are you talking about?
Bro, we're looking at it.
Same. The fit is the same.
It's not.
It is.
It goes all the way to the wrist.
His jacket didn't go to the wrist.
He folded it up. You could see he folded it.
All right. Well, let me just ask you guys a question, because this is going to be an interesting adventure. This is going to be an interesting adventure today with Browner on location. So, Browner,
oh, and by the way, I know it's a Beer Friday, so I tried to get a 40. They didn't have one, so I got a 32.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You got your own Modelo for Beer Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Okay, let me do this before Browner under normal what circumstances. I don't know what is going on with
you
today?
You were on your phone and you're just like,
oh, because okay. I was looking for
you froze as a human.
I was looking for Browner's tweet.
You froze as a human.
it's Friday.
You might want to reboot yourself.
Yeah. I was looking for Browner's tweet about where he was, because I think it'll be interesting. I just retweeted it. Oh, okay, good. All right. So look, Browner may not be in the 7 Mile Casino podcast shed today, but he is at a place called Lestat in Normal Heights. And what's interesting to me, Alex, is I'm watching this young fella drink a smoothie. I don't think I've ever seen him drink anything other than soda. You know, usually it's just like Dr. Pepper.
They didn't have that. Here's they don't have that. So you got to purchase what they got here. Mm-hmm. So you can sit here.
And Browner, if you stay close to your microphone, we don't hear anything.
Okay, good.
So just stay close to your microphone there.
Because what are you looking at, Browner? Are you looking at a dump truck or something, or a garbage truck coming to get some stuff or what?
No, I think I just saw a drug deal. But other than that, I was making sure I wasn't going to be in some crossfire.
Yeah. Oh, smart. I can see you. Your head is on a swivel. You look like you're paying attention to what's going on around you.
You can't be that Rockies fan, man.
Yeah, I'm out here in the streets, bro. He got what he deserved. I told y'all facts was going to come out. He got that. He got exactly what he deserved.
All right, let's go back to the beginning, because instead of doing a hit list today, let's go right for the hit list. So yesterday, we're getting done with the end of the show, right? And we get to the uncensored version of the show. So for those of you that listen early on radio and you don't know what I'm talking about, when we end the radio show, we actually have a separate ending for the YouTube viewers and for all the audio podcaster listeners. And we call it the uncensored version. And, you know, it's where anything goes kind of thing. So yesterday, we see this fight video or this punch video between this Padre fan and this Colorado Rockies fan. And we're watching this in the after show, like in the uncensored version. Alex is showing it to you right now for those of you that are watching on YouTube. And this Padre fan, who kind of the first time I saw this, I went, look at this young kind of skinny kid.
Punk.
Right? But as other angles have shown up of this punch, this guy, I mean, he's probably like 22, 23, 24-year-old guy. Looks like he's in pretty good shape. Looks like he's a pretty sizable dude. I mean, I'm not saying he's 6'4", 260, but he walked up to this fan in Colorado, and he punched this guy square in his face. And is this guy who's wearing a baseball cap and sunglasses, the glasses go flying off of his face. And I promise you that this guy is knocked the F out. And you see, you finally see this side video where the guy who gets punched actually puts his hands out to kind of keep the Padre fan away. But this Padre fan, he unloaded. And I've watched this video like 100 times trying to analyze everything going on behind it, everything that might be said, heard, whatever. This Padre fan, you just don't usually see this dude. A guy comes walking up. Hey, shut up. I'm going to punch you in your face. And I don't know if that's exactly the thing. Shut the F up. I'm going to punch you in your face. Oh, really? Okay. I'm going to come walking down there. But I'm telling you, I'm going to punch you in your face. And he freaking unloaded. I mean, like, I don't know if that's the first time he's ever punched somebody in the face, but that looked like somebody who knew what they were doing, you know?
So did you hear the backstory too? Because people wanted to know. I found the guy that recorded the side video on TikTok, and I messaged him like, yo, is there any backstory to this? And these reports have come out, and they're all pretty much the same. So that Padres fan's dad got escorted or got kicked out because he was vaping in the stadium. And that group of people that where the guy got punched, they were like basically like chanting, like, yeah, like they were like yelling at them after they got kicked out. So the Padres fan and his dad and like whatever group they were in, they were vaping. So they got kicked out. And the Rockies fan that got laid out, he was like very much provoking, like talking trash, like, yeah, get out, get out, get out. And then that Padres fan was like yelling at him from his seat. And according to this report, they were not close to each other. And this Padres fan was like, come say this to my face. Because he didn't get kicked out. His dad got kicked out. And some of the other people he was with got kicked out. And that Rockies fan didn't come. And he kept yelling. Like that Rockies fan kept yelling at him. And the Padres fan's like, come get some then. Didn't want the smoke. That's when you see this guy walking from the aisle. And I'll play it again so you can kind of get an idea. You see, he's walking kind of far away from him. They weren't close. And yeah. And then he just freaking punched him. And the story, I believe, is 100% accurate because that Rockies fan was the provocateur and he did not press charges. So there was no charges pressed. Everyone's just going off in their merry way.
Yeah. I told y'all. I told y'all. This wasn't that complicated, man. Listen, you may not want to go get the beef. Sometime to smoke the liver. Okay. It's just so funny he was vaping.
Smoke the liver. When you're outside, you got fresh one-liners. I like them.
Yeah. Smoke the liver. Yeah.
Smoke the liver on that vaping, man, bro. Yeah, so, listen, that's what he get. Again, I told y'all, I put this on Twitter. If you talk like that, you've got to be prepared for anything coming your way.
Yes.
And he wasn't.
Like when Browner was with the Padre fan that threw the beer at the Dodger fan?
Yes.
That Padre fan had to be ready for whatever came after that.
And he was. He was. So, but it's funny that you mentioned that because there was a couple people there who were talking real tough as Padre fans to Dodger fans. And when the Dodger fan looked like he was ready to go, the Padre fan was like, hey, whatever, whatever, bro, whatever. And there was so many Padre fans around, similar to that situation, that it didn't escalate. But clearly this guy couldn't get nobody between them, and that's why he got laid out.
Mm-hmm. And none of his buddies wanted the smoke either because they didn't stand up for him at all.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And nobody in his group even went after the guy. It was guys from behind.
Right, like the guys who went after him were guys that were like, oh, I cannot believe this guy just walked up and punched this guy. We're going to hold him till the cops come. But the guy sitting next to him, look at this guy in the Rockies jersey. He's sitting there, and he watches his friend, and he holds his friend up. Like, the guy gets punched, and he, like, holds him up. You know, I mean, I cannot believe and you know what? Here's the interesting part to me, is that from the first angle we saw it, we never saw the guy who gets punched put his hands out. So the guy knows immediately that this guy is not stopping to get in his face and point at him. This guy is coming in to swing. The guy who got punched, if you see him coming at you and you think he's invading your space,
put your hands up, baby.
Bro, you got to be ready.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you are 100% correct, Scott. That guy knew that he wasn't coming to talk. That guy knew that he was not, a Padre fan was not coming to push.
You know what you need? And you know what you need? He was not ready. This is what you need. That TikTok music that goes, oh no. Yep. Oh no. Yeah. Oh no, 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 no. Bow. Yep.
If we had the before shot of that Rocky fan yelling, that's the beginning of the video, and him getting punched is the oh no. Yep.
I mink. Know, brutal, man. Violent. People are crazy.
That's called street justice.
I 100% agree with Browner. I think it's common sense. If you're gonna talk the trash, if you're gonna yell at somebody in public that you don't know who you're talking to,
mm-hmm. right?
Especially from rows and aisles away,
right?
Don't do it.
Right. Be careful, moron.
It's not that hard. You know who that Padre fan wasn't punching? People that weren't yelling at him.
Or, by the way, the dudes who tackled him. He didn't fight them either. He just kind of went along with it because he didn't have a problem with them. His problem's with that dude.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, that guy, that Padre fan, was the alpha of the whole stadium at that moment because nobody wanted that smoke. Nobody was punching him back. Everybody was holding him.
Dude, I found him on Instagram, and he's got a private account, so I asked him if I could follow him. all right, stick around. We're just getting going. It's Friday afternoon. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, along with Grande and the Brown Man. It's Kaplan and Crew. Hey, great friends. It is Friday. Yeah. So listen, if you are with us on 1090 on radio, what's going on out there? If you are with us on YouTube, hey, by the way, the YouTubers, I saw yesterday, I think it was Joe Rigby who put out a question on Sided. Will me and my son show up on May 22nd for the Chris Reed fishing trip? And I wrote back and said, dude, I'm in. I'm coming. I even sent the Sided question to Chris, and Chris jumped in. And so I'm telling you guys, yeah, listen, you YouTubers, Joe and Bernard and Al and the crew, Neil, if you can come down from Simi Valley, come on down. But I know a lot of people have already signed up to come join us on that fishing trip. So not sure how I really got here. Oh, it must have been with the YouTube thing. Here it is. Alex is showing it to us right now. Yeah, it was Joe Rigby. Will we make it to Chris Reed's charter fishing trip? Yeah, I'm coming, dude. It was part of my son's birthday, his 21st birthday. Trip to Torrey Holistics and a fishing trip.
Nice.
All right, along with Grande and the Brown Man, it's Kaplan and crew. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Alex, the Padres didn't play yesterday, and I think all we've been thinking about is Padre fan punching out a Colorado Rockies fan.
That was the story of Twitter yesterday. If you were on Twitter, you saw everybody's tweets and reactions about it. I even think Barstool got into it. They blew it up. I think that new side angle that I showed, or that I will show, I believe it's got over 1 million views already.
I know. It's
that was the cleanest stadium punch of all time.
Yeah.
The cleanest.
I know.
And should I play?
Well, not yet. Okay. Because before we play it, I got to show everybody where Browner is. Now, remember, earlier in the week, Browner had posted the question, where should I broadcast the show from on Friday? And there were a lot of options. The beaches, North Park, downtown. Somebody had said Otay. There were a bunch of different, you know, responses and possibilities. And Browner, trying to prove the point that life is coming back for those of us that are vaxxed and waxed and ready to go, okay? And you can do your job from anywhere, and it doesn't just have to be from your home, because Browner today, on remote, live, not someplace that we booked with a sponsor. Dude, he just parked at a cafe and is doing the show from, I don't know. Here's Big Brown. Browner?
Hey, y'all. What's going on? I'm at Stats in Normal Heights on Adams Avenue. This could be your business. If you open for business, okay, shout out to Patrick Williams for dubbing this segment a brown town. See what I did there? Boom. So this could be you. This could be if you open for business and you want me to come and sit around and do the show from your place of business on a Friday, as long as you let me drink a beer in there, we all good.
You should do Beer Friday with Browner at the brewery.
Yeah.
That works too.
That's a very good idea. Next week, we should try and get Browner to broadcast from whatever brewery we use next Friday for Beer Friday. Whichever one we use, we should have Browner there on site at the brewery. We can see what's going on in the background, and he does the entire show from there, and he sips it and drinks it. And then, Browner, maybe what you do is you bring on the beer maker next week with you.
100%. Absolutely. I'm down. Let's do it. But as long as it's not in Temecula, man, I'm gonna need a stipend for that. I can't be going on Temecula once a week. That's a drive.
Yeah. No. Next week, I think next week is East Village, downtown, close to you.
Oh yeah, I can get with that.
I can get with that.
They're doing a block party, by the way. Inside information, y'all. Block party coming for the Padres downtown.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I won't tell y'all when. Won't tell y'all the dates. None of the information. Just know it's coming.
Oh, really? So the Padres are planning a downtown block party, huh?
No. East Village is. Village Association.
Oh, no. It's not the Padres.
Right. They're affiliated with the Padres. Shout out to my girl, Robin.
Okay, great. Then we'll get to go.
Yes, we will.
Padres won't shut us out.
Oh, no, they can't.
They don't do that no more.
Mm. they can't shut us out of this.
They don't do that no more. That guy's gone.
Yeah, no, that is true. That guy is gone. That guy is gone.
Who he?
Who he play for now?
Who he play for?
No, you don't want to know that. All right, listen, it is a Friday afternoon here on the show, okay? And, listen, let me start off by saying this. Padres were off last night, so I wasn't watching any baseball. Lakers were off last night. I didn't watch any basketball, even though there was a really important game in the Western Conference that could impact the Lakers. Phoenix just barely getting by Portland. in a foul that was called against Devin Booker in like the last second of the game that put him on the line to shoot two free throws to win the game. Couldn't believe the refs called that, but okay, whatever. No Dodger baseball for me last night. The Dodgers didn't play. I got nothing. I got no games last night, guys. I got no games last night. And yet the only thing people were talking about related to the Padres was this Padre fan walking up to this Colorado Rockies fan in Coors Field, and there's no confrontation. There's no putting fingers in face. There's no push and shove. There's no squaring up. The guy in the Padre jersey walks up to the dude in the Rockies hat and the guy who apparently was precipitating the action and just hauls off and pops this dude right in the face and crumbles the guy. Crumbles him. Here, we're watching it. Boom. Now, I gotta say, for those of you that are watching on TV tonight on Channel 4 San Diego and Santa Barbara, explicit. Here it is. Explicit. That's not the right word, is it? What's the
viewer discretion advised?
Yeah, explicit language and content. Viewer discretion is advised. That's right. Should have said that before we played it, man.
Oh man, that's great. You know who's funny? My favorite part about that whole video. And I don't mean to laugh. Listen, the guy did not end up pressing charges. We'll talk about the story. So everybody pumped the brakes. The guy's fine. Yeah. No hospital visit. Right. No nothing. Everybody chill. He did get laid out, so that's bad. But we're not making fun of the result of it. But I am making fun of the man in the Tulowitzki jersey.
Oh, bro.
Brother. That is your friend. That is your buddy. That might be your relative. And you just sat there, like, touching his back, like, I don't want anything to do with this. The man in the Tulowitzki jersey takes the biggest L of that whole one. Not the guy that got punched. The guy in the Tulowitzki jersey is the worst part of that video.
Listen, if you go to the game with a guy who is behaving like Tulowitzki jersey, y'all not friends no more. Y'all not family no more. We can't even have lunch. I can't see you at Christmas. I can't see you at Thanksgiving because I might swing on you. How you let me go down like this?
Well, okay. how were you not standing up with me? When you see him coming at me, and there's me and you, how is it that the two of us don't stand up like, hey, back off, pal? You know?
That's the underrated part of the story too, Scott. That's a great point, man, because the Rockies fan was stood up.
Yeah.
Nobody else was stood up. So he was clearly provoking as well. Whatever happened, it was a two-way street of trash talk. Mm-hmm. And like Browner always says, you don't want that. You better be prepared for the smoke if you're going to light the fire.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Listen, two, people think San Diego soft. Okay, so this is a long time coming for a lot of people. Okay, shout out to Barstool for picking this up and sending this around the country to let folks know. You see that Brown, when they say Brown is back, they mean it. Okay, they mean it. All right, don't you see us
We're
at a game
like Bavakwa against the Braves in '84?
You feel me? You see us at a game, respect us, don't get sideways, don't yell at us because you know what could happen. You end up like old Rockies fan losing a family member like Tulowitzki because he can't back you up.
Oh, dude, oh my God. I mean, okay. So look, I can laugh about it now. I know. I mean, like, he doesn't even stand up. Like, it's my, like, look at this guy. See, now he realizes at this point that Padre fan is coming and swinging.
He even pushed him down. Like, he even put his forearm and pushed him down.
Like, don't follow me.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Terrible. Terrible. Right. Okay. Let me ask you guys a question. So the guy who punches him gets jumped by a bunch of Rockies fans. I actually think the one guy
I didn't say jumped.
Well, jumped held back. Okay. But the guy who jumps over the row of seats, very athletic move for a guy who looks like he was just fixing your refrigerator because half his ass is hanging out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very athletic move, very graceful. He jumps over the two seats to go confront the Padre fam. But here's a question for you. The cops come. Everybody says this guy in the Padre jersey just punched that guy out right there. One guy is standing there going, hey, officer, can we get a paramedic for this guy?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to stop recording, but can you get a paramedic for this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love America.
Okay. So somebody explain something to me. Explain this to me. How is it that the dude is not immediately arrested, the Padre fam? And how is it, and what would you do, if you were the guy on the receiving end, even if you started it and you were talking crap and you were taunting these guys and everything else, would you not be pressing charges?
No.
Listen, man, for me,
okay, I gotta
for
ask
me,
you.
Yeah, for me, I know Browner comes from a totally different side, but for me,
yeah,
if I'm provoking this, if I'm the one yelling at this guy, regardless if I didn't think a fight was going to happen of it, I have blame in it too. Mm-hmm. And if I got nothing broken, if I got laid out and embarrassed, that's one thing. But I can't then go and try and sue this guy for assault or whatever.
Not sue. I can't just do press it. Charges. You can't.
I can't do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Look,
I can't
man, do it. You if you talking like that, mm-hmm. you get laid out like that, you got to call it a day. You got to mm-hmm. drink a beer and go home, get in your car and cry in the car. You can't let somebody just lay you out like that and then you yeah. gonna go to the cops. You the one started the fight. You
don't honestly know. The self pity mm-hmm. and the embarrassment is bad enough. You really right. want to go like, oh, that guy hit me. Arrest him.
Yeah. When you wake up, go. Well, which way did he go?
Okay, well then let me ask you another question. Okay,
question.
So remember, because for anybody that just saw the video for the first time and they're like, oh my god, believe me, I'm the same way. I'm like, who the hell does this? Like, I gotta say honestly, I go to a lot of places, right? And I don't see fights breaking out. I mean, it is a real rarity to see a fight break out in a restaurant, even in a bar where people are drinking and dancing. So let me ask this question. You're the guy on the receiving end of the punch. You didn't press charges. The guy did not get arrested, the Padre fam. So after you get punched and knocked out and you crumble the way that guy did, do you like come to and then go like this, go, oh, they're making a pitching change. Great. Let's see what happens now. I mean, do you,
where's my nachos?
Like, do you know where my sunglasses are? Cause yeah. I mean, do you wake up from this and stay there at the game and like,
no,
look over
no,
at your buddy no, and be like, no. like, hey man,
no. well, you know what, like, man? No. With that group of friends, they probably try to forget it. Like, don't worry about it, man. You're okay. Like, if that's me, I'm going home. I'm out.
I would argue that the guy in a Tula Whiskey jersey was hoping nothing happened because he was trying not to see anything. Like, he was mm-hmm. still watching the game. He's like, listen, man, I ain't in this. I'm not looking. I'm not paying no attention. I don't want no problems. Pow, please don't follow me.
Yo, it's the second inning, man. We got five to go.
Right.
It's a doubleheader here.
Right.
So all of this is because
you gotta go home though, Scott.
But
are you staying?
You gotta go home.
Staying.
Yeah.
Dude, if some
you asked the question.
Dude, if some guy walks up to me, punches me in my face, I crumble the way that guy did. I'm like taking my hat, putting it down, and like walking out like in the walk of shame, dude.
You know what else I'm doing too? I'm never sitting anywhere near that section again. Ever.
Right.
Because there is a small, I think pretty sure that guy's never going to run. The Padre fan has got banned forever, but there is a small chance that you could run into that guy in that section again.
Or somebody thinks, you know what? That guy right there has got a great face to punch because I mean, he just took that punch perfectly.
Got a nice target right there. Yeah.
Listen, I have true story. I've been punched like that, but I've been sucker punched like that before. I got jumped by three guys.
Whoa. That's not a sucker punch.
You said yesterday that is not a sucker punch.
Okay. Oh, correction. I was sucker punched. Okay.
Meaning what? Right.
Not like that though. Not like that. That's face to face.
No. So I was distracted by two people in front of me, and then this guy came from the side. Like,
oh, that's a sucker.
Like mad clean shot. I didn't fall down like that. I didn't go down. I kind of stumbled like this, kind of got my bearings. And as I got ready to fight, we were in a street, traffic was everything. And as I got ready to fight, I was like, wait a minute. It's three of them, it's one of me. So I had to walk it off. But I called him one-on-one. I had my day on, I had my 5 minutes. But at the time, I had to call it. Hey, you got me. All right.
So I have a similar experience for note where something like this happened, not to me. I was with my group, mm-hmm. The old PB Bar and Grill days.
Ooh, remember those? Yeah.
Me and my buddy, mm-hmm. It was last call. Everything was over. Me and my buddies were with a couple. This is a long time ago. I think I was like 22. Anyways, a couple girls inside the bar still. Mm-hmm. Two of my friends had already exited the bar. By the time me and my buddy exited the bar, mm-hmm. my cousin was in a police car. And one of my best friends, Alex, you guys know him, he was just like, bro, you guys missed it. I won't say who did what, but the way the story goes is there was a fight between my cousin and another guy. Like, they were kind of face to face, pushing, talking trash, going at it. Mm-hmm. where someone, Alex, comes to, from the side and legitimately just clocks him on the side of, like, Browner. And this guy ends up in the bushes and he's out, like, laid out. Like, you can't like this go down. Guy, like the Rockies fan.
You cannot
like
the Rockies go down. Fan.
But for whatever reason, people pointed at my cousin. So my cousin gets thrown in the cop car. The other guy that got laid out gets thrown in a cop car. But since neither of them are like little pansies, they're just like, oh, we're good. It's over. Whatever. Street fight's over. So they both got let go. No assault charges, no nothing. Even though the guy that Alex punched legitimately got knocked out cold.
Mm.
And that's just like, if you say I'm fine, unless the cops think it's some sort of criminal activity, mm-hmm. then you get to go home. And live in your embarrassment.
All right. So what happens to the guy who got punched in the Rockies game? Okay. He goes home, right? If his jaw's not broken, what do you think he looks like today? You know, like, does he got a big giant black eye? Does he got a big knot on his face? Or is he living?
You know, I'm going to have to play it again.
Is he living today?
To really see.
Is he living that, today? Like, hey, 2 days ago, I got punched in the face. It happened. It's over. No big deal.
That punch caught him in the jaw. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure his jaw's probably a little sore, but his face is probably fine. He's probably not swollen.
Oh, God. This Padre fan. This guy right here, this Padre fan.
That's more of a cheek.
Dude, this guy's pretty big, man. I mean, I don't mean like he's.
He is. No, he is.
He looks like he's pretty big, dude. And it doesn't even look like he's like a trained fighter, kind of. Like, he doesn't throw a punch.
That punch looked like he's thrown punches before.
Yeah. Listen,
if you hit something that don't move, everybody look like they can throw a punch.
No, because he wasn't doing the Scott, like, jab with the fingers out. Like, he had a full, like, perfectly clinched, like, I know where to put my thumb to not break anything here. Like, that guy's thrown punches before, for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. I'm saying, it's not like, again, here's the thing I want to say to everybody. When you go to a ball game, and in today's day and age, let's say there's 17,000 people there, and you show up with two or three of your pals, you know what that means? That means that there are like 16,996 people you don't know, okay? You're now in a crowd of 16,000, almost 17,000 people. You don't know these people, okay? And if it's 45,000 when it comes back, you don't know them either. You don't know who the hell you're ever messing with
mm-hmm. or sitting next to.
Right.
Yeah. Even yeah. worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just never know.
I will say this though. When you guys go on the fishing trip, I'm doing a day game at the Padres game with three other dudes. So it'll be four guys.
Mm-hmm.
I will bet my life savings that we will not be in a fight that day
mm-hmm.
because you have to. It's not a lot of life savings. I wouldn't trip about it.
Okay.
I just think you legitimately have to go and look for it. Sometimes it finds you, but you don't at the end. But you also, if it finds you, there's also ways to de-escalate.
Yes. I would agree 100%. There's all in a stadium fight. There's always ways to escalate. Now, football games are different. Baseball games, basketball games, you can de-escalate these situations. In a football game, you got to go.
Well, it didn't look like the guy who got punched didn't look like he was trying to de-escalate. He looked like he was talking the whole way. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the guy came in, he went, whoa, you're too close. And before he could even do anything, he was getting roundhoused.
We never said for TV viewers,
yeah.
For the backstory, the Rockies fan supposedly was egging on the Padre fan that got kicked out for his dad vaping. So there was chirping back and forth. That's kind of what led to
that. And apparently the Rocky fan was like, well, you know, talking a lot of stuff, and the Padre fan was yelling, well, come get some. And
like the rows and aisles away.
Yeah.
They weren't close to each other.
And he said, okay, well, then I'll come bring it to you. And that's when Browner declared that sometimes the smoke gets delivered. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Look at this kid today. All right, listen, let me have a minute here to just make a quick mention about my friend Corky from Corky's Pest Control, 1-800-901-1102. If you are in LA, if you are in Riverside County, if you are in San Diego, Cork can come to you. If you're in Orange County, I don't know what happened, but you're on the outs, okay? Everybody else surrounding the OC, you're on the ins. Whether it is mice or rats or rodents or gophers or stuff like that, or maybe it's just nuisance pests like, you know, ants and mosquitoes and things like that, Cork takes care of everything and everything in between, right? Like both ends of the spectrum. And listen, when it comes to termites, this is where Corky really, really takes it to the next level. Because whether it's your business or your home, Corky will take care of these termites. And nobody has Corky's 4-year guarantee. Because Cork, He will take care of this. 4 years. You pay for it. He beats anybody's prices, but then you got 4 years of his guarantee. So you know it. You know that number. Let's all do it together, shall we? Call 1-800-901-1102.
Corky's. Corky's.
Yeah, Corky's. Oh, man, stadium fights, dude. I don't know how people get into fights at stadiums. Like, I am going to a stadium, and I am going to watch a game. I'm going to drink a beer. I'm going to have some fun. The one thing I'm not going to do is get into a fight. And the only way...
Bro, where you sit ain't no stop it. Anywhere you sit ain't nobody throwing no punches. Yeah,
come sit in the 300s, baby.
Don't talk like that.
I'm telling you, I ain't getting into no fights.
Come sit in the pavilion at Dodger Stadium.
No way, man. I'm not getting into any fights. I'm not there for fighting, man. I'm there for loving. Is what I'm there for. All right, stick around because coming up, that's what happened yesterday. But what's going to happen this weekend between the Padres, the Giants, and the Dodgers? Let's figure it out. Hey, great friends. Let me talk to you for a minute about something I like to talk about, which is saving money. Seems like a lot of our sponsors help you save money. And I know I'm very much into that now because I will tell you truthfully, like I lived carelessly for a long time. I say it like that, meaning that I wasn't as on top of how to save money as I could have been. So let me tell you about Gabby, and I'll just direct you to a website, gabby.com/greatfriends. Let me help you save. This is the average, just by the way. Gabby customers receive and save about $900 a year on auto and home insurance. So think about it. You've got homeowners insurance. You've got auto insurance, obviously. And whoever you're using for your insurance, you got to them for some reason. It could be that you just been with them forever. Well, here's what Gabby does. You go into Gabby's website, gabby.com, use ours, great friends, and you get a true comparison. This is apples for apples. And just by the way, don't worry. They're not going to steal your data. They're not going to sell it. You're not going to get spammed. None of that kind of nonsense. Okay. This is just an apples for apples. Find out who's got a better deal. So for example, I went to gabby.com. I put in my current auto insurance because I got my car and I got three kids. Okay. And when I was able to put in what company I use, they came back to me with, here's a whole bunch of other companies, exact same coverage, but instead you're going to save this much money. And for me, I want to say it came out to about $600. So dude, $600 for the year is $50 a month. And that's $50 more that you've got in your pocket. So I'm trying to help you out because I'm trying to learn myself. Like you can take control of these things that seem like a pain in the ass and they're not. So use Gabby, go to our website, gabby.com/greatfriends, put your policy to the test, get better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free. There's no obligation. Go to gabby.com/greatfriends. That's Gabby, G-A-B-I, gabby.com/greatfriends, gabby.com/greatfriends. And guys, there's no downside to this. You use it, you make the comparison, you see if you can save money. If you can, you do. If you don't, you don't. Gabby.com/greatfriends. Hey, great friends. It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew along with Grande and the Brown Man. Now, hold on. Before we get too deep into this thing, as we welcome you back inside the 7 Mile Casino Studios, let's remember that earlier this week, Browner asked the question on Sighted, where should I broadcast Friday's show from? And I'm very impressed that thus far, a radio broadcast / podcast / television broadcast is all working on Wi-Fi from parts unknown. Browner, let's take a look at you. Where are you and how are things going thus far?
I am currently at Lestat's in Normal Heights, on Adams Avenue. So far, so good, man. No complaints. You know, sipping a smoothie, hanging out in the back, bro.
Yeah. What you got in that smoothie, dog?
What are you going to?
Come on, bro. Strawberry banana.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, a lot of people hate strawberry banana. I don't get it. It's delicious.
Best thing possible.
I love strawberry banana myself.
Who hates on it?
I've seen a lot of people go, strawberry banana is gross. And I'm like, you're gross.
Oh, really? It's literally the best combo of fruit possible for a smoothie.
It's easy to make. You throw a little apple juice in there. Bam. Yeah.
Although, what's in a razzmatazz at Jamba Juice? That's my jam right there.
Really?
I've been at Jamba Juice
in a long time.
Yeah, razzmatazz. Like raspberry, strawberry. I don't know. I got everything.
All the razzes?
Yeah, all the razzes.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been in there in a long time. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
So, Browner, I'm very impressed, man. You're looking good, dude. Now, the fact that you are there is going to allow us to have a lot of flexibility outside of the studio in the future.
Maybe.
Well, for you, not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
not
yeah,
leaving.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah,
leaving
yeah,
my
yeah.
house.
Yeah. We can turn this. Listen, we can turn this to again. Shout out to Patrick Williams, a brown town, bro. A brown town.
I like it. A brown town is being brought to you by, and we'll attach a sponsor to it. Very good idea.
That's right.
Very solid.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
You know what? I'm not
a car insurance company, a dealership. You know, something with cars or something with like travel.
And then what we do is we get you a new car and it's brown. You know what I mean?
Listen,
it's like
I would love to drive a brown car.
Mm-hmm.
They make brown cars?
What you mean? Yeah, they make every color of car.
Dude, we'll wrap it. We'll wrap it like in Padres.
Where's that gear? Mighty 1090 car?
Yeah.
Honestly, man.
You know Bill Hagen ain't giving that up.
Something why doesn't Bill Hagen give it up? What does he want it to do? Sit in his freaking driveway, this guy?
Bro, I'm waiting on the Lexus dealership. What was that dealership? The Mercedes? Which one is it? Are we supposed to be
name all the wrong ones.
Oh. Infinity.
BMW.
Oh, yeah. Wait, my BMW, bro.
Yeah, really. BMW. Right. Like when we watch the TV show on Channel 4, it's like Kaplan and his crew is being brought to you by BMW of San Diego. We're like, it is?
Wait, what?
We didn't know that. Yeah. We had no idea.
Wait, what?
As I go to my driveway and jump in my Honda.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I didn't know this. All right. Listen, so we were talking, for those of you that are just getting with us, be it on radio, TV, or YouTube, or any of the audio podcast platforms, you'll probably not have just gotten with us. You'll probably have been already in on this thing, at least on audio. But hey, we were talking about that Padre fan that punched out that Rockies fan. And the reason I think we all got consumed with that is because there were no games. You know,
yep.
There were no games yesterday. I mean, the Padres and the Dodgers had the day off. So, Alex, if you could set us up with where we're going this weekend. Let's take a look ahead now as the Padres will welcome the Cardinals and the Dodgers will play the Marlins. And I got to be honest, I haven't looked to see what the Giants are doing this weekend. But
Pirates.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Pittsburgh.
Mm. All right.
So I would expect the Pirates to have at least 25 wins on come Monday because the Pirates are not a very good team.
So you've
seen them 6 times this year. You've seen that they're not that good.
Okay. So you say you expect the Giants to have 25 wins then this weekend.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Padres, though, playing the Cardinals. This is not some bottom feeder. These are guys who hit a bunch of bomb home runs. They got like almost 50 home runs already this year in the Cardinals.
And they have the addition of Nolan Arenado. Let's not forget that at third base. They're relatively healthy. And the Padres, I mean, it's not that I don't believe in the Padres. It's that I don't necessarily believe in this iteration of the COVID Padres. When you don't have a Tatis, when you don't have a Will Myers, when you don't have an Eric Hosmer, when you don't have the availability of a Jerickson Profar, and then you got Musgrove pitching tonight, who I know threw the no-hitter, but has had 2 very bad starts in a row. You got Chris Paddock tomorrow, which we all know what that means. I don't have high expectations for the Padres this weekend.
Okay. Well, if you're the Dodgers, this is where you're going to try and make your move. Not because beating Seattle 2 straight is some great accomplishment. It's just because the Dodgers had been so downtrodden for the last, call it, 2 weeks, where they had gone 5 wins, 15 losses. So just winning 2 straight games and one of them in dramatic fashion gives you a little bit of momentum. And so now you're the Dodgers and you're playing against the Marlins, and the Marlins are they're a 500 type club. It's 17-20 right now. You're the Dodgers hosting the Marlins, knowing the Padres are all beat up due to COVID. And now you're looking at third place, trying to catch up to the Giants. If you're the Dodgers, you got to try and sweep this weekend against Miami, especially assuming that the Giants are going to take 2 out of 3 against Pittsburgh. So this is what I love about what we're doing right now, which is standings watch and scoreboard watching, because already in like 40 games, we've had lots of twists and turns and changes at the top of the division in the standings. This weekend, if I'm a Dodger fan, I'm hoping the Dodgers make a move. If I'm a Padres fan, I'm hoping the Padres can just barely hang on while most of their stars are gone. And if I'm a Giants fan, I'm looking to extend my lead.
I think this weekend's going to be very, very bad for the Padres. I really do. Unfortunately, with all these people guys out from COVID, playing against a better team, you're not playing the Rockies again. So I think this is probably going to be one of the sweeps. I'm not looking forward to this weekend. I may try to go to a game or two, but it's not looking very good, I don't think.
Yeah. The Cardinals come in winning 2 of their last 3 They already have a 4-game lead in the Central, which sounds like, unless the Cubs are good, that's what it sounds like every single year. I feel like the Cardinals are just this era's or this decade's Atlanta Braves, you know, when the Braves in the 90s won the division all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the Cardinals. They don't really win that many times, but they're just good every single year. And yeah, it sucks, dude, because I just felt like, I don't know about you guys, I felt like the Padres were kind of getting into some sort of a rhythm offensively, and then all this COVID stuff happened, and now it's just a giant derailment detour. Just terrible, terrible timing.
Yeah, and by the way, the irony of it is that the Padres are struggling in dealing with COVID as a team right now. And remember last year, the Cardinals, when it was the shortened season, they had a big mess of COVID ravaging their clubhouse. And then remember what happened to them was they wound up having to play a whole bunch of double headers as the season was wrapping up so that they could get in enough games, which they eventually won the division and then came here and played against the Padres, right?
Got smoked.
Yeah, Padres beat the Cardinals. But remember, the Cardinals at the time had been dealing with a season of COVID.
I think they didn't play baseball for 16 days. Like, they just were not playing baseball. And then they had to play 11 doubleheaders when they came back.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
I know. It is crazy. I know. All right. Hey, it is Friday, and I want to take a look at the weekend. So we talked about the Padres and the Dodgers and the Giants and the NL West. That's going to be one of our focuses, obviously. And then I also want to talk about this, the Lakers and their final two games and what the playoff scenarios are, because when we get back on the air on Monday, a lot might change between now and then. So let me have 1 minute before I get there to just talk about one of our great sponsors. I want to mention Gary Cooper and Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services today, because Alex, I loved your story earlier in the week about spending time in Gary's office in Rancho Bernardo, and Gary very much leading you to ultimately get your loan docs done so that you have an idea of what kind of loan you can get, so you can start walking the streets of North Park and look for your first home.
Yes, there's another house on sale here. I haven't even Redfin that one or whatever it's called, because I don't even want to know how much it costs, because I think it's smaller than the other house. But spending time with Gary has been, I mean, it's just the easiest thing to just go to his office when you're faxed and waxed and being able to just figure things out instead of everything going through an email. Mm-hmm. It's actually super nice to go to the office and get everything done. Yeah. Very helpful.
Yeah. Yep, I'm vaxxed. I'm waxed. I'm ready. What, Browner?
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear about you being waxed, bro. I'm good. I'll pass.
Just making the point that in today's day and age, as people are trying to come out of all of this, being vaxxed and waxed means I'm ready to get down. Let's do something here.
In the Kaplan and Crude decathlon,
yeah,
there is a swimming portion of it. Mm-hmm. Will you wax your body to get all the aerodynamics and resistance off your body? Put the hair out.
Probably not, simply because I believe that I can beat Browner hairy or completely waxed.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Will you let Browner wear flippers?
No flippers. He's got size 16, dude. He doesn't need flippers.
Will you let Browner wear floaties so he doesn't drown and we don't have to go get him?
Brown man not going to drown.
No, I ain't going to drown, man.
When was the last time you were in a pool, Brown man?
Oh God.
A pool that you didn't a pool you couldn't stand up in.
Ooh, 20 years maybe?
Yeah, see, I'm saying, like, we need to put some floaties on this man.
I think the last time I was in a pool, I was in Vegas, and I wouldn't swim. I wouldn't put my face in there.
Vegas, they're like 2 feet deep.
Yeah. We'll have a lifeguard, you know, on duty just in case. How are we doing with the decathlon right now? So far we have boxing.
I have a list.
Okay, you have a
list. Spoke to my trainer today.
Oh, really? You're already Scott. Talking? Yeah, yeah. Let me hear this.
Oh, man, I forgot. Our first ever Beer Friday was Paul from Mike Hess. He is also a boxing instructor here at the boxing club. Uh-huh. And he texted me yesterday during the show. He's like, I want to train Browner. So last night, I put him and Paul in a group message together.
Yeah.
And I guess, Browner, are you now officially going to train with Paul?
That's right,
you got your Freddie Roach?
Got my trainer today. Got my Cut Me Mick today. It's going down.
Well, I have a question, Alex. Why does this gentleman want to train Browner? He wants Browner to knock me out?
I don't know. I think he just texted me that he wants to train Browner. I have not received any correspondence of anyone wanting to train you.
Okay.
Well, you want to work with a superior athlete. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Now for next week, I'm adding this to the list of to-do list next week. We must have on my champion. That's my Paul champion, Vaden. Paul Vaden. And I'm getting Paul Vaden, the former world champ, to train me.
Listen.
And then here's what's coming. Right.
As the broadcaster and analyst and commenter of the Kaplan and Crew Decathlete.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll take Paul Vaden over Paul any day.
My trainer will kick your trainer's ass, dude.
Your trainer will smoke Paul. Smoke. And I will send him this clip because that, no chance. Paul Browner,
good Paul, luck. You hear this? Listen, Paul, you hear this now? It's going to turn into I'm representing you in the ring, dog. We ain't going out like that.
All right, here we go. Captain Crew Decathlon, darts, bowling, ping pong, free throw shooting, long drive competition, penalty kicks, field goal competition, 100-yard swim, 100-meter dash, and the boxing match.
Oh, yeah. That's all 10, huh?
I don't know if it's 10.
Oh.
But
that's
one,
enough.
Two,
that'll
three,
do.
Four, five,
you already
six,
sound
seven,
tired.
Eight. Yeah, it's 10. It's
10. 10.
That's 10. Enough.
But we all know events 1 through 9 don't mean a single thing.
if 10 can go bad.
10 go bad.
All right. Hey, listen. So let me just, I think I was in the middle of a Gary Cooper ad. I think
you were,
but I'll finish it off by saying this. Call Gary 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. If you have any real estate needs, you have questions, you're getting a lot of things in the mail, or you're getting phone calls, or you're getting pop-up ads on the internet, and you're saying, how can I do this sort of deal? You call Gary, he'll explain how they get those numbers that way and how you ultimately pay for it, whereas he can save you a ton of money. So call our man, Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299 for Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. All right, let me look ahead to the weekend, guys. Let's take a look at what's happening this weekend with the Lakers. Now, I'll start off by saying this. For those of you that hit me up in our YouTube chat and you tell me, oh, they're talking about the Lakers, or, oh, San Diego sports shows talking about LA sports, I'm out.
Oh,
dog, do you really believe that 3 or 4 hours of Padre talk is
helpful?
You don't really think that, do you? You don't really think that there's, I mean, all right.
Some places do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There are certain radio broadcasts that are compelled, if you will, to talk about the Padres nonstop. That's what you got. to me, 1090 is broadcasting from San Diego, but has been, you know, regional in reach. So I want to talk about some of these other things.
As a television show airs in Orange, Santa Barbara, Palos Verdes. So it's not just a San Diego television show.
Even though, again, home base, San Diego, Channel 4. All right. So I'm going into it. Here goes. Lakers.
Don't apologize, man. Don't, you know what? Don't even say it anymore. Don't even,
I'm just saying to a couple of guys on YouTube, dude, really, you can complain. And I'm happy to give you your money back.
You know what?
What?
I want those same people to listen to other shows and complain to them anytime they don't talk Padres. Because if you don't talk Padres, what else are you talking about right now? Another city sports team. Don't talk about football. It's not San Diego. Don't talk about Patriots. Don't talk about Tom Brady's dad. No, that's Boston. Get out of here.
Yeah, really? Yeah, get out of here. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Get out of here.
No, like stay. I appreciate the click, but get out of here.
Yeah, right. Like don't leave, but get out of here. Yeah. GTFO.
And be mad all you want, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Let me talk about this then. So listen, here's the thing. The Lakers, their season is coming to an end. Their regular season is coming to an end with two final games. Okay. And listen, the two teams they're playing, if you're beating the Knicks and you're beating the Suns and, you know, who did they just recently beat that I'm missing? Who they most
recently?
No. Most recently. The game they played the other night that they just, Houston. So when you're playing these inferior teams, like you're going to play this weekend, Indiana and New Orleans, you can win these games without LeBron. You can easily win these games without Anthony Davis. And I say easily. I don't mean that like it won't be a close game, because these games are all close games. They're going to overtime. You're taking the Knicks to overtime. you know, you're just barely getting by Houston in regulation. But they can win these games without LeBron and AD. Listen, if I'm going to try and load up to win a championship, the best thing I can have is a fully healthy LeBron. I don't think anybody's going to see a fully healthy LeBron, at least until next season, and that's if. But in the interim, playing against teams like Indiana and New Orleans doesn't seem good for LeBron's health. And you might say, well, he needs it to get his wind, or he needs it to you know, just get, you know, shake off any rust. You can try and sell me on that all day, but if it were me, if I were coaching, well, listen, I guess if I were his agent more, or his partners rather than his coach, because I don't think the coach can do this for him, but I'd be telling LeBron, yo, chill. And I say the same thing to Anthony Davis too. Like, both of you guys are better off playing in the playoffs next week, whether it's the play-in or it's as the sixth seed, regardless. There is no reason for these two guys to play in these last two games. In my opinion, they're winnable games without them. Grande, you're our resident Laker fan. I'll call it expert. Rocking that hoodie today. Mm-hmm. What do you say, man?
I say that even with LeBron and AD or without them, the games will be close regardless. My hope is that they both come back, because I want them to get some minutes together as a whole, because it looks like Schroeder actually practiced today as well. AD practiced today as well. The game is at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Pacific. I'm not sure if LeBron's going to play. That he did get some work in. We'll see how he feels. I don't really care about the wins or losses. I did do the Charles Barkley guarantee. I would prefer them to be 3-0 just because it's better drama. You know, I want the Mavericks to lose tonight as well, just to have that drama build up for Sunday. But I just want them to get minutes, because worst case scenario might be that you actually do get the sixth seed, because then you got to play the Clippers in the first round. That might be worst case scenario. Best case scenario might be you get that seven seed and you end up playing the Nuggets, or you end up playing, I think, would it be the Nuggets? Yeah, I think it's the Nuggets. So I don't know. I'm a little torn. The wild card play-in is always, it's, you never know. You could lose two games in a row. We've seen it happen. The other thing is, do you really want to play the Clippers in the first round? All I care about is I want these guys to get minutes, because they're going to need reps together to get ready for whatever comes their way after Sunday.
All right, Browner, big weekend here to wrap up the NBA's regular season. I've never been into a regular season as much as I was this past one. What do you think, man? AD, LeBron, should they play? Do they need to play? What do you say?
I think LeBron should play. I don't think AD should play, because he's way too injury prone. But I think LeBron, if they end up playing the Clippers in the first round, that's not the team LeBron should be trying to tune up the first two games against. Mm-hmm. Because the Clippers have something to prove against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. If they play the Nuggets, the energy won't be the same. If they play Utah or someone else, the energy won't be the same. I even think if their first play-in game is against the Warriors, that energy is going to be different, because they have something to prove. So I think LeBron should play, because the way he moves on the court, his burst of speed, the contact that he plays against, I don't think it would be smart for him to just kind of go out there and kind of figure it out. AD should stay as far away from a basketball court.
Anybody else?
A real game happens.
Anybody else get the vibe that both LeBron and AD are kind of cool with the plan?
Like, they're not
that's
cool.
That's the vibe.
They're not cool.
I think at this point, they would rather be in the play-in than play the Clippers in the first round.
I don't think they're cool with it. I think they have reserved. They have figured out this is what's happening, and we need to get on board with it, so let's prepare for it. I think that's why they're not playing.
And turn your mind into, we actually need the games. We need the minutes.
Yes. Yes.
So no sense in rushing back
real minutes
for these meaningless two games, mm-hmm, versus what are real games and what are real minutes. And I kind of think that if I were in their shoes, I'd rather have a series before I would take on the Clippers.
I agree.
I would not want to see the Clippers in the first round. You know, I wouldn't want.
Would be great to beat them in the first round.
It would be great. It would be great.
That would be embarrassing.
Not saying if they will or not, but it would be awesome.
All right, hold on. We got so much more to get to. Stick around, everybody. All right, great friends. Just give me 1 minute here to talk to you about a company called ExpressVPN. Now, look, I'm going to tell you, this is not something that most of you probably think about, and I say it like that because I know I don't usually think this way, okay? Look, when we talk about your internet service provider at your home, you do understand that everything you do online, they have access to. And I mean on the internet, okay? So in other words, if you go to a website that, frankly, you just don't want other people to know that you really go there, for whatever reason it might be. I'm not saying it has to be something nefarious in any way. I'm just saying you don't want people knowing your business, right? Your internet service provider can get all of that information, okay? Now, you can go into incognito mode. Some people do that. But still, I'm telling you, from a security standpoint, that is easily accessible for your ISP, your internet service provider. So let me talk about ExpressVPN, because I'm not paranoid, okay? It's just that when you travel and you're on your phone, okay, there are hackers that are sitting there in the airport that might want to take your information. Okay, I don't go on the internet at home without ExpressVPN being on. Now, I didn't even know about this company until I met somebody who explained to me all about it. And then I got the software. I know Alex got it. John got it. We became a bit more security focused. And the bottom line is ExpressVPN runs in the background of my computer, of my phone, whatever. I don't even know it's on. Okay. ExpressVPN.com/greatfriends. ExpressVPN.com/greatfriends. So look, this is an app and a website that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so that your ISP, internet service provider, doesn't see everything that you're looking at. ExpressVPN also keeps all the information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And most of the time, again, you're not even going to realize that it's on. I have it on my phone, computer, smart TV. There's really not an excuse for all of us to not be taking care of what we do and being more private about it, okay? So this is what ExpressVPN does for you, and you should be using it on all of your devices. Now, here's the best part. It's free for the first 3 months to Great Friends, okay? ExpressVPN.com/greatfriends, ExpressVPN.com/greatfriends. You're seeing this on the screen. And it's free for the first 3 months on a one-year package. So instead of paying for 12 months, you're going to pay for 9 months. It's going to be on in the background and you're going to feel more secure than ever before. And whatever it is you do on the internet, like for me, listen, I'll be honest. Okay. Here goes. I like a website called YouPorn. Okay. I do. All right. Sorry. Okay. That's me. All right. I like that website, but the truth be told, I don't need the whole world knowing about it. Why do I say it on the air then? But you understand what I'm saying. That's why ExpressVPN is so valuable for your phone, your computer, whatever. And you're getting 3 months for free on a one-year package when you go to expressvpn.com/greatfriends. Hey, thanks to these guys for jumping in on the show. Really excited to have them and really excited to share that that internet security is such a monster issue right now and you should be taking care of it, okay, before it's too late. I'll tell you that. expressvpn.com/greatfriends. All right, great friends. It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. And shout out to all of our great friends and our great sponsors, Corky's Pest Control, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, HES Solar, my man Spencer Holt, Spencer at HESSolar.com. Shout out to Tory Holistics. I feel like I'm missing a few people somewhere along the line here. Who am I missing here? Who should I say shout outs to?
You say Corky's, Mountain Trust, Total T, HES Solar.
Total T.
There you go.
Yeah, Total T.
Gabby?
Tori.
Yeah, Tori Holistics. Yeah, Gabby.com/greatfriends.
This weekend, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
The promo code changes, I believe, on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Tatis.
You're kidding.
Is the new promo code. Tatis.
Oh, ExpressVPN.
Yep, ExpressVPN.com/greatfriends. Protect
7 Mile Casino.
7 Mile Casino, our home. Yeah, look, I mean, just come to our website, KaplanandCrew.com. You can find all of our sponsors. So, okay, we're going to do something that we love to do. It's just, it's always tricky to pull it off, okay? We have sent out a text message. And Alex, can you just tell everybody what the text said so that people who received it, they already know, but people who aren't on our text, they don't understand. Let's explain what happens.
Yeah, if you are part of our text line, I sent a text message early this morning saying, if you want to be part of our show, click this link and join us. And a lot of people did. And then I sent a second text out as a reminder when we were ready for you. So if you want to be part of those texts, text 844-870-5444, 844-870-5444. Text GREATFRIENDS, and I'll put you on the text list.
There you go.
Bro, the sun just came out and it got like mad hot.
Yeah, Browner is on location today at a place in Normal Heights. Now, what's funny about it is when Browner got there, he was all by himself. Now there's a gentleman sitting over Browner's left shoulder who doesn't know that he's on because Browner's got his headphones in. And as far as this guy knows, Browner's just some dude on a computer.
He's also drinking a yerba mate.
Wait, what's he drinking?
A yerba mate.
Yerba mate?
Yeah, what is that? I love those.
What is that? Is that that yellow can? Is that some kind of like kombucha something or other?
No, it's like a natural energy drink instead of like Red Bulls and stuff like that.
Nice.
Just made with yerba mate.
Nice. All right, Browner. Well, look, you got company now. You got that guy sitting right next to you. He's got his left leg underneath his right leg. He's got his left foot like looking right at me. You know,
there's another person. There's two more people across from me at a table too, doing work, typing.
Really? Really? Okay. All right. All right. Listen, what I'm going to say is let's go to the phones. Alex has put this out on text. All you had to do was click on the link, which is going to get you into our Zoom room. And we're about to put a whole bunch of great friends on the radio, on YouTube, and possibly even television tonight. We'll see how this turns
out. All at once. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Everybody's coming in.
All right.
This is so fun.
Will Al Long show up?
Al Long will definitely show up. There's no question.
I'm here. Great showing up. What's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
Look at this. Look
great
at this.
Friends. Hey, friends. All right.
Hey. Good morning.
All right.
What an afternoon.
I got to go. Let's see here. I got
gallery view.
I just went to the gallery view. Okay.
Right. Let's do
it. Wait, how come I'm not popping up?
Wait, oh, Al Long.
Al, what's going on with your camera, bro?
Yeah, really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It worked on the test. Oh, wait.
Anthony, okay. Let your camera down, bro. Your forehead. We can see only your forehead. There you go.
Oh, wait.
This is great, man. This is so cool. All right, let me try.
Shout out to JD.
Hello. Yeah. Let me say hello first and foremost. Hey, JD DeOcampo is showing everybody his Charger Hater Club card. What's up, JD? How you doing, man?
What's up, Scotty? What's up, Browner? Alex, how you guys?
What do you do?
Yeah, dude.
Great friends.
Great friends. Love that Padres t-shirt, man. Looking good.
Every day. Pretty much all I wear now. So.
You got to be careful, man, because now when you're wearing Padres brown, there's going to be people that are be like, oh, what? You're a tough guy now, Padre fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I tagged you guys in a couple of when it went viral yesterday because you guys are always showing the fight videos. So I was like, oh, I'm sure this will find its way there some way. So.
Oh, yeah.
Is that my dog, Ryan?
Question for you guys.
Dog, you got to pull over, dog. Come on, Ryan.
Not going to happen.
I got to make a
tea time in Palm Springs, bro.
Oh, this is hilarious. Well, wait, before we talk to Ryan, hold on. JD, you were saying.
Yeah, Browner, where are you broadcasting from? I thought you were going to go to El Pollo Grill, man. I hit you up on Twitter.
I had to. You did, but I had to come here because if it didn't, I'm at Lestat's, Normal Heights. So if it didn't work, I could just drive and make sure that I get on the show still. Now that I know that it works, El Pollo, here I come.
Nice. And then last question for you guys. Are we going to get to see, are the great friends going to get to see Scott, Nate Robinson, Browner, or how's that going to work?
Bro, what are you doing?
So what you guys,
out here? You guys early this morning, huh?
What you guys haven't seen is literally the last segment we just talked about. Browner has been recruited by a trainer. So now Browner has a boxing trainer.
That's right.
And Scott, Scott is calling out the big dogs, and he's getting former middleweight champion Paul Vaden to train him. So this is becoming a real, real thing now.
Yeah. This is just a disaster.
It is a disaster. I love what we got going on here. Ryan Miller is driving. Rye, you said you're going out to Palm Springs to make a tea time. What's going on?
Yes, man. My
name is. Hey.
Uh-oh, Ryan.
The whole team's going, all right. All right, wait a second. Let me go to Trevor Harris. Now, Trevor got himself quite a nice setup. He's a podcaster. He's in on this thing. What's up, Trevor?
Not much. Just actually finished editing this week's episode. How about that?
Yeah, promote to everybody how they can find you, dude.
Upper Bowl Podcasts are on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, so many more. Amazon Music as well. We talk sports. We talk funny stuff. We talked about the Padres fan KOing that Rockies fan, and we went over the NFL schedule and much more. So
tell everybody the name of the podcast. I didn't hear it the first time.
The Upper Bowl Podcast. I'll throw you a link tree.
Anthony, what are you doing, bro? Anthony, what are you doing? You're grooming right now?
Anthony, let me take a let's show everybody how you that goatee, dog. Take a look at Anthony. This is the man right here. Anthony Modisi is the man.
Anthony, let me tell you what, I look like an old man the last time I talked to you guys. I had that COVID beard going on. Oh my God.
My bad, Trevor. I didn't mean to interrupt you, dog. He was stroking that beard, man. We had to call it.
It's all good. I'm super jealous. I got the really short beard going on because I'm trying to move to Florida. So try to look fly down there as I go down there in June.
Bro, yeah, I remember Anthony's got a zoom on his camera. What the hell, dude?
I know. It's like zooming in and zooming out on me today. It's kind of freaking me out.
Scott, are we sure it's at the FBI?
I'm sure we're going to get to everybody, but Scott, can we get to
Torialistics?
Can we get to Julian? Because Julian looks like he's about 12 years old.
Torialistics.
All right, here's a guy by the name of Julian Reinstein, who, and I say it like that because I'm looking at his name on Zoom. Hey, Julian, can you, there you go. You just turned off your mute. What's up, Julian? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, man. So how'd we catch up to you today, dude?
I wanted to kind of discuss the A's. I mean, did you guys hear about what was happening with the A's and how they're thinking about moving?
Yeah, we did hear about that. What do you think?
I'm an A's fan myself. Only second to the Padres, though. Only second to the Padres. And it's just kind of heartbreaking to see how a team is the last in their, like, this team is the last team in their city, and two other teams have already moved.
Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating.
I bet. Yeah. But Browner was happy about it.
Yeah. Listen, Julian, that organization and that city have never been able to get on the same page as what to do with that building. The Raiders tried it. Oakland's tried it multiple times. I thought they had a proposal lined up. Then that fell through. So what is an organization supposed to do if you've got poop literally in the dugout? Like, there's nothing that you could do anymore with that building. You've got to move, or you've got to give them, you got to put the fire under their seat that you are going to move, even if you aren't, for them to actually start paying attention and get the deal done. Because Oakland,
it worked well here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. If you have the money, and I don't think the city of Oakland or the surrounding area of Oakland wants to put that money into that building.
No. Are we for them going to Vegas or Nashville?
Yes. No, Vegas. No, Nashville. People in Oakland still need to be able to get to that, team.
Stay in Oakland.
I'm for Vegas.
Yeah, you already made all the fans heartbroken. I mean, you lost two teams already. Like, that's, I mean, think about it. What would you do if you already lost two of your favorite teams?
Well, you're
and
right.
Then you're about to lose a third.
I mean, you make a hater club card. Put some
gas in my car.
You make a hater club card. That's what you do, Julian. Can you see JD? That's what you do. You make a hater club card is what you do, dude.
I'm on full sell the team mode for Tom Ricketts right now, since he's a cheap ass right now anyways.
Dude, Tom Ricketts, bro. What are you doing, man? You juiced the team when they won the World Series. You've been cashing out ever since. Now you've got a network. You've got the stadium rebuilt. You own property that is around the stadium, and now you don't want to spend money. It don't make no sense.
Creighton Kenny is the man you blame. Creighton Kenny is the man you blame for all your problems.
That could be true too.
Hear that, Julian? Start spamming that guy.
Yeah.
Is he related to Dean Spanos?
I don't know. Is he related to Dean Spanos? Good question, Ryan. When Ryan's not frozen, he's got good one-liners. Hey, Al Long, what's going on today, Al Long? How are you, buddy?
Hey, great friends. I'm doing great. It's kind of funny to hear you talking about Oakland and stuff, because I was raised in Berkeley, and the Coliseum and the park's been a piece of crap forever. And Oakland's not going to give up that money. And I used to be a Raiders fan a long time ago until they left. You only get to leave me once. So go to Vegas. Only once.
Now, Al Long, are you and me? Now, did you just celebrate a birthday, or is your birthday coming up on May 22nd?
On the 22nd.
Now, Al, you and me, I know my son, several other great friends have already signed up for this Chris Reed fishing expedition. Have you ever gone out on an all-day fishing trip like this, Al?
Oh, yeah. You say, am I?
So have you? What? Have you done this before?
Oh, God, yes. Yes. But not this long, though. Not this. I've done 3/4 days.
All right. I mean, this is going to be your birthday, too, right?
Yes, sir.
61 years old.
61.
Dude, take a look at my man. Take a look at my man, Al Long. He's ripped.
You're giving Ron Isley a run for his money, man.
I'm the oldest one here.
How old are you, Anthony?
I'll be 68 in September.
Wow. Who's the Julian, how old are you, Julian?
15 and a half. I'll be 16 in September.
I love it. 16-year-old like dude. Oh, yeah. That's
Six
great.
6 months away from his driver's license.
Dude. Nice. Hey. Yeah. So, Al, so we're going to go fishing together. We're going to hang out. We're going to watch our diet that day. You know, Al has been so good to me. He's like,
That's a cheat day.
But Al hears me talk about how disgusting I am, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to get you back into shape, man. You know, and he sends me these encouraging messages every day, and he reminds me to work out and eat right. Al, I appreciate you, buddy. You're looking good.
Well, first tell him I had to poke at you, though, for a while. You know? I'm like, you did, though.
Al, are you available to train Scott for the decathlon?
Ooh. Oh, train Scott? No. I only run across the street. Or when chased. You know? I call running doing the nasty, and I don't like that. But no. That's the man. You've been there before. You know what it feels like. You know what it feels like.
What's up with Thomas? Thomas Walsh, where are you at, bro?
I'm at working at home.
What do you do?
Ain't it great?
I work for a home builder in San Diego. But right now we're waiting for some stuff to get happening, and so just doing some stuff at home.
You like working from home?
No. Gotta be out.
Who here likes the home thing versus who here thinks they got to go out and get back out? I'm in on team home for right
home.
Now.
Team home. I gotta go team out home. Still to work.
No way.
I'm literally out right now, so I'm not for team home.
Thomas, you want to leave your house, huh, dude?
Yeah, oh, totally. Hey, by the way, Bronner, I love how you move the mic over. You can see your facial expressions. I'm not used to seeing a big thing in front of your nose all the time anymore. And broadcasting from the podcast shed is the best. Love it. Can't even appreciate make that it. Stuff up. That stuff happens organically.
It's so true. It's so true. It That's does. Awesome. It does. Thanks, Thomas. Hey, Brian Burkett is up in Santa Ynez, okay? And when we put this out, Brian, tell everybody who's here and tell everybody who's listening and watching where you're at and what, because you're working out of your house, but you got something going on, like a big barn behind you.
Yeah, I got a 7,400 square foot barn, and I've got my office in the civilian half of it. The horses are on the other side, and some of the cows and goats are on the other side. And just very, very fortunate. Very fortunate.
Come on, get your friends right now.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear something kind of funny about this real quick? Is that so Brian here lives up there, in Santa Ynez. Oh, Ryan's having a conversation with somebody. I don't know who Ryan's talking
to. I thought he's getting pulled over right now. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Ryan, who are you talking to, dog?
Only hope. Sorry, I muted him.
Wait, oh, you muted him? Hold on, Ryan's trying to get back. Ryan, who are you doing?
I just pulled up to the golf course, and my nephew handed me a beer at the stoplight. So we just pulled up, and I just told him, like, yo, I'm on 1090 right now. So we just parked. We're about to tee off in about 30 minutes.
All
right. It's my nephew, Nick.
What's up, Nick? Yo, how you doing, man?
Way to go, Nick.
Hey, do you remember a few years ago, we were at a Gold game, and we had Benedict Spanos t-shirts on?
Oh, yeah, dude. Benedict Spanos.
That was me.
Oh, that's so cool, dude. That is so awesome. So wait, so Brian, this, you guys want to hear a quick funny story? So Brian here lives up in this Santa Ynez wine country, right? And we talk on different platforms. We talk on Sighted. We talk on Instagram, whatever. And I had these friends moving from San Diego to Santa Ynez. Brian, how far did my friends, the Goldman family, how far did they move from you?
About four doors down, about four driveways down on the next street over. I mean, it's unbelievably close.
Right.
We could probably hit a golf ball at each other's house.
Right. Now, here's the best part. Now, all of a sudden, it's a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. It's my buddy Ryan and Brian, and the two of them are like sending me selfies like, hey, we're hanging out together, you know? though? This is part
of his wife, Carrie's awesome. And my wife loves her. We have this big group up here. They're like, just like us. It's part of the family already. It's awesome.
Isn't that funny? That's the Great Friends Network at work right there, guys.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
How about Alfred? What's going on with you, Alfred? You got the headset. Yeah, you got the headset on, bro.
The cleanest jersey, too.
Yo. This is actually my kid's Little League jersey. So, you know, I'm either the size of like a 14-year-old kid or he's a big for his size. But I'm rocking it, you know.
It's pretty legit.
I'm working from home. I do customer service. But I'm ready to get out. Got my second vaccine last Sunday. Actually, my 12-year-old, who's right here playing his Xbox. Say, what's up, Mace? He's getting his second vaccine today.
There he's getting go. His
see,
second?
See Scott Kaplan?
Yo, what's up, man?
No, he's getting his first. He's getting his first. My bad.
Oh,
I got my second. He's getting his first later today.
Oh, wow. Right, you know what's interesting? Alfred, you want to know what's interesting about that? And you guys tell me what you think. But my 14-year-old daughter tells me that she wants to get the vaccine, right? So I'm kind of like a little sketchy on, I'm not sure, but she tells me that Pfizer is the only one that's been deemed cool for kids her age. This kid goes online, signs up for her own thing. And this morning I'm at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and my kid, 14 years old, took her first vaccination shot.
Good for her.
How's she feeling?
Feels fine.
My son is going to USD and he'll be playing football for Del Lindsay. And before he can step onto campus coming up for spring camp, they have to have the vaccine. So he's going to get his first shot today. So he'll be all ready to go by the time he steps on campus.
Wow.
Did the university help set up the shots or was it something that he had to do on his own?
Well, he can do it all on his own. But if you show up to camp, then they will help you process that.
Got it.
Because they are one of the test sites around campus, and they are giving one for this, you know, University of San Diego around. So,
all right, let me just let everybody know who's listening on radio right now. What's going on here? So you got Grande and the Brown Man and myself, and then we've got 10 great friends all on the air at the exact same time. Tom Walsh, JD Diocampo, Coach Perez, who we haven't heard from yet, Ryan Miller, who is driving out to the desert, Alfred, who's got on his son's Little League Padres jersey, Trevor, who's got his own podcast studio going on, Brian's up in Santa Ynez, Anthony has told us he's the oldest great friend, Al Long is ripped and about to turn 61 and go fishing with us next week, and Julian's 15 and a half years old. This is the most amazing group of great friends of all time.
Hey, my 50th birthday is on Wednesday.
This upcoming
congratulations.
Wednesday.
Congratulations.
This coming Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, is everybody here down to, I'm curious to gauge the room. Is everybody here down to do something in person? As we got 30 seconds to go. Is everybody here?
Yes. Book it.
Blue flight. Yeah.
Coach Perez.
Coach Perez, what's the beer for today?
Coach
you guys
Perez.
Doing the taste test?
Coach Perez. Coach, you're on mute, but Coach, final word to you. We got 30 seconds to go here. What do you say, Coach?
Heck yeah, let's do it. Like, let's do something. Do it. I just want to give a shout out to. I had a baby on Monday. My little son.
Woo! Nice, congratulations.
Video.
Five or six kids now, man.
Five or six now. Okay, the video's not working. Yeah, he was born at 32 weeks, and he's in the NICU right now. But he's doing good.
He's got the hospital band on.
He still got that hospital band. Hey,
congratulations, dude,
brother. Hey, Al Long, Al, I'll see you next weekend. If anybody wants to come fishing with us, get a hold of us. We'll get you all the information. We'll put it back out on Twitter today. Hey, guys, thanks for everybody for checking in. Peace,
everybody.
Much love, everybody.